Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for a turnover fest, Keith?
Oh, man, I wasn't, but I am now. That's exactly what that was. That was a hard watch. I didn't like any of that.
That's the right way to say it. Yesterday was a taxing, hard watch.
Brutal.
They would turn it over multiple times going into the end zone yesterday.
Oh, yeah. In the end zone, around the end zone, near the end zone, right in front of the end zone.
In and around the end zone all day. And they'd go to commercial break, and I just sit there like I didn't even have the heart to like flip the channel. I'm like, what? It was a tough watch.
Like, woof. And it was such an incredibly winnable game. Like they played like absolute garbage, and they were still moving down the field at the end of the game with a chance to tie it. And then who knows? Does Vrabel go for two and try to win it? Do they go to overtime and maybe win it there? Even though they're just putting the ball on the ground, they're throwing it to the other team. It was a mess and a slog of a game. And even the Steelers, they got up to that hot start, and then their offense just disappeared too. And it was right there. And that's one of my takeaways that I feel strongly about is that there are probably 5 great teams, 5 trash teams, and 22 other NFL teams that are all about the same. And whoever wins like the turnover battle, like as simple as that, like whoever like wins the turnover battle on that day can beat the other team. And then that's why you're going to have some of those 22 are going to make the playoffs. Some are going to be picking in the top 10, but they're not separated by a whole lot. And this Patriots team is a great example where they don't have this big room for error. And that's why like last week we're like, you can't miss extra points. Like you can't miss extra points. You need every freaking point you could possibly get. Just like you can't turn it over that many times. And they're not going to have 17 clean games. Obviously, no team's going to have 17 clean games. But like 5 turnovers is ridiculous because Pittsburgh – is not that good. Miami's not that good. Vegas is not that good. Maybe New England not that good.
No. Yeah. No, maybe not. So they turn it over 2 times inside the 5 yesterday. It's the first time they've done that as an organization since 1978.
Oh, 78 was not a good team.
No, inside the opponent's 5. It's also the first time they've turned it over 5 times in a game since November of 2008. Note that was not a Tom Brady game.
I was
going to
say, nope, no Brady.
But they had 5 turnovers against the Steelers in 2008. So an ugly, ugly day for the Pats. You want to vent about it, talk about it, discuss it. You can do that all day long here on a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keith. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and your text line. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. Watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We'll take you through week 3 of the NFL and what happened coming up a little over an hour from now, less than 90 minutes from now, at 11:30. We'll also be joined today, as we are every Patriots Monday, by Hunter Henry and Christian Ellis. How do you lose a game like that, Keith? The self-evident answer is the turnovers. But when I ask the question, here's what I mean. Mm-hmm. They dominated yesterday. Dominated. And you look at how they were able to outperform Pittsburgh. They had more first downs, plus 9, 26 to 17. More total plays, 71 to 49, plus 22. More total yards, 166 more total yards, 369.
Nice.
To 203.
Yeah.
Better yards per play, more passing yards, more rushing yards, fewer penalties and penalty yards, believe it or not. They had almost 7 more minutes of possession, but you get smoked in the turnover margin. You had 4 more turnovers, 5-1, compared to Pittsburgh. they dominate that game and still lose. What does that say about this Patriots team?
Yeah, they don't. The thing that Mike Vrabel talked about during camp was, you know, there's good, bad, and the bleep that gets you beat. And they got to figure that stuff out. They have not figured that stuff out. They're not as disciplined a team as we had all hoped. That you thought the change of Mike Vrabel and this experienced coaching staff would sort of bring to the table this year. It hasn't been the case. Every week there's a million penalties. This week you add a bunch of penalties to five turnovers, which is just almost impossible to overcome. And part of that is the nature of said turnovers. I've brought this up a lot where, like, it's one thing if it's third and 15, you know, at the 50-yard line and you chuck it down the field and it gets picked. Yeah, it goes down as a pick. Or you hit a receiver in the hands and he kind of coughs it up, which happened to Drake May last year. And like what? Or there's you just march the ball 90-plus yards down the field and then you don't throw the ball high enough in the end zone and it gets picked off. Like, that is soul-crushing. So it looks like, hey, you just put up like 100 yards of offense, but you didn't even get a field goal. You didn't get a single point out of that. And so they fell behind early in the game, and so it's 14-0, and that's all Pittsburgh really needed. Like, they were able to get all these turnovers. A lot of it was self-inflicted by the Patriots, but yeah, they haven't been able to clean up a lot of this stupid stuff from a year ago.
No, and you just said it. I mean, you're leaving points on the board when you go all the way down the field. They went 17 plays and then threw a pick in the end zone. Ramondre Stevenson had already fumbles again.
Yeah.
So you look at the way they played yesterday. Did you have a most frustrating one? Was it the cumulative Ramondre Stevenson fumbles? Was it the pick in the end? I think pick in the end zone
probably tops
the list.
So it was pick in the end zone for me. It does top the list just because it was such a good drive. Earlier in the drive, they went for it on fourth down from their own 15-yard line, which was a wild call.
It was
good
wild
for them. Like, that's me playing video games. Yeah. That's not like real life NFL.
You'd have a better play call.
Well, that's what I was
gonna
say. I
would not pitch it 8 yards in the backfield.
I gotta be honest.
And then do it again later.
I didn't really hate. They did it twice.
Yep.
And I can't believe it worked both times. But I didn't really hate going for it. I despised the play call. I couldn't believe that.
No, I was like, I was really happy they went for it because I am like Brandon Staley. I would go for it on every fourth down. I'm also not a head coach in the NFL. And so I was like, that takes a lot of stones there, as it were, or whatever you want to call it. But they get it. They barely get it. Because what would we have been saying if he gets tackled for a 2-yard loss and now the Steelers have the ball on the 12-yard line going in? You'd be like, that's it. You're sort of saying the game is right here.
Yeah. And what does it say about Vrabel and his lack of confidence in the team overall? Like, he's like, I got to do this or else we got no shot.
So he's probably like, go ahead, Josh, run a play. Then Josh runs that and Vrabel's like, are you serious? Are you serious?
No, but
but it was because of that. Like, that is insane. Like, you need to go all the way down and score. Then it's like, it feels like even more than 7 points, and you were so close. You were knocking on the door, and I didn't love all the play calls down there either. And I'll say this about Drake May. I was surprised that all these people, and I think you were saying it too, were like on Twitter yesterday being like, well, the pass got tipped.
Well, it's a
meaning
tip
like
ball,
it's
Jones.
Not an interception.
All right. I after the pick,
throw it to the back pylon. I'm not trying to be Joey quarterback here, but throw it high and over Hampton or Hayward and over the corner. Kayshon Boutte would have been wide open easily in the end zone, and he would have scored. Ah, Keith, you never played. Boomer Esiason said the same thing. He's an NFL MVP. He said the same thing this morning. Drop back, throw it up over everybody. You could watch the replay again. He was wide open. The ball wouldn't have gotten tipped in that case. So that one was that was the most frustrating of a day where there were several frustrating plays, but that would be number one.
I can't let the franchise, quote-unquote, franchise quarterback off the hook for getting the ball tipped at the line of scrimmage that goes right into the defense's hands after a 17-play, 92-yard drive where you don't get any points and you lose by a possession.
And you went up for it on fourth and one from your own 15.
I cannot let him off the hook. That was the most frustrating one.
Yeah.
The most frustrating situation.
But then go ahead.
Was Ramondre Stevenson with all the fumbles?
I was going to say the situation, and then like where the second one also came from. We're joking about in the end zone, right before the end zone. So you're about to score. You're about to, what was that? Take the lead or tie it? Maybe that was to tie it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hang on. That was to take the lead, wasn't it?
Okay. Yeah, that was.
Rodgers came out and threw that horrendously bad pick.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's a Spillane, right to Spillane's hands.
And then, you were going to go in to tie it, which you eventually did, but, you know, the game would have changed, I think, significantly there.
Yeah, yep.
And you fumble going into the end zone. It's the second fumble of the game by Ramondre Stevenson.
How about that? Just to speak to the game real quick, the third quarter, these were the possessions in the third quarter for both teams. Interception, fumble, punt, fumble, punt. That was what we saw in the third quarter. And as somebody who bet the over,
Iowa game.
I was like, I kind of need some points here, fellas.
The Steelers ran nine plays.
Yeah.
Interception, three and out. And the Patriots went fumble. Ramondre Stevenson's second fumble. Antonio Gibson's first.
The Steelers had 1 yard. Do you know how many yards of offense were in the third quarter? I think it was
7.
No, I think it was like 22 yards.
Yeah, that sounds right.
For both teams. For both teams.
Honestly, sounds high.
Feels high.
Yeah, it does.
It feels real high.
So, no, I can't believe Stevenson continued to play. After the first fumble, I was okay with that, actually. He was really good last week. Fine. After the second, I can't believe he got more snaps.
Yeah.
I think Reese charted him for 2. I think Reese missed one early. I think he was out there more than just the 2 snaps, but whatever. I can't believe it's any snaps after that.
I don't know, because I don't know if they really enjoy the other players right now in the backfield. The Cerberus backfield is dead, so I would like to bury it.
I saw somebody somebody sent you the meme of the Cerberus with all the tongue sticking out the side of their mouth.
Like stupid dragons. Yeah, that's kind of what we have here. They're very close to hell, so they can just kind of slide over, I guess. That's where the sort of Cerberus rules. But Gibson fumbles. Henderson's having all kinds of issues, like picking up blocks and stuff. So I don't know if they really trust any of their running backs.
No.
Drake May is their best running back right now.
Yeah.
He's the guy that you feel the best with running with the ball.
People don't want him to run. It's like the only good thing they do. Drake May running is like the only good thing they do, and people don't want him to run.
No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.